So hello and welcome to College Cheese Podcast, episode 67.
67.
Oh no, there's no joke with 67. So
no, two more weeks.
Pretty much. That's when we'll reveal our new porn podcast.
Oh God. And Nate's name will become Black Hawk Johnson.
Like the San Andreas character. Anyway. But anyway, as always, I'm your host, Al, with my new desk. So that's why I'm going to be looking up a lot, because looking at the monitor. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, joining me are the regulars. Joe's here.
Yep.
Aaron's here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
With his contacts.
Mm-hmm. I have eye problems. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have eye problems, too. But you don't see me wearing contacts, because I only put stuff in my eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyes don't bleed when you use them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
my eyes are like on a period.
I mean, I was hoping Nate would join us, but Nate is Nate's working. So
yeah, that's okay. He'll see.
Nate's busy. You know. I just realized, fellas, that our big E3 podcast is in 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah.
So our big E3 podcast is going to be episode 69.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So,
need a soundboard of the intro to Ninja Sex Party 69 song.
Nice.
So we can open up with that.
So,
dear God.
We got a couple things we could talk about, but I figure we'll kick things off with probably the biggest piece of news for our podcast. So Combo Breaker happened this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the next Season 3 Street Fighter V character was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Cody.
Yep, the mayor.
Yep. And, all right. I'm like, to put it bluntly, my opinion, that trailer was fucking sick.
Yeah, it was.
Very, very sick.
So, I mean, Cody's back. He's mayor. And Kenny Omega was in that trailer.
Yep. Kenny got to play Cody, and they had Xavier Woods on the phone.
Yep. And, sick. All right, first of all, let's talk about his costumes. I basically like every single one of his costumes. His default's good. His story is pretty good. The battle costume is freaking sick. He's got the nostalgia outfit with the prison outfit. And then he's got his classic Final Fight outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you guys think?
The only one I didn't like was the Hagar-looking one. But that's okay, so passable. Yeah.
It's just Hagar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice homage.
It's a nice homage, yes.
I mean, because it's like, it's Cody filling in the shoes of Hagar, the ex-mayor, literally.
Yep.
It's his pants, his shoes. Makes him look like a fucking Maybelline ad.
Yep.
But,
oh, God.
But the battle costume is sick. He's got that Bond tux going on.
Yep.
And, of course, the nostalgia. Everybody wanted that, and everybody's was expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
And his Final Fight costume is a good homage. Like, it looks really good. Apparently, the costume code for the nostalgia like takes the top part off and wraps the sleeves around his waist, and he has like a tank top underneath.
Nice.
And then for the Final Fight costume, it's actually like right on Steam. I can read it off right here.
Okay.
As the what are you smiling about?
No, because it's just because like everybody's talking about freaking hot Cody. And he takes the top off and like wraps the sleeves around his waist. He's got like, oh god, just more. It's like people are just gonna go nuts.
Yeah,
freaking hot Cody memes are just gonna be off the charts. But yeah,
probably. Fucking hurry the fuck up, Steam. What the fuck is your problem?
So while Joe's looking that up, just on a random note, hey, Aaron, did you reset your router yesterday?
No, why?
Because apparently the FBI was like, hey, everyone should reset your router to, like, fight off Russian malware or some stupid thing like that. I don't know.
don't know. I got nothing. I never got that message, so I don't know.
I don't know. I only heard about it because my dad told me, because obviously my dad has the news on all day.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll keep talking about Cody while Joe is looking at trying to find.
Steven's being a shit, but from what I remember, the costume code just makes the costume like look like after the end of a street fight. So I guess it's going to be like a little bit more torn, a little like bloody, maybe
tattered and whatnot.
Yeah.
More skin showing, so more hot Cody memes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's like, and all for all intents and purposes, he's a good looking dude.
Yep. Well, like, I mean, like, I am glad
he's
to see
the, that he's got the. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. He's got the blonde, blue eyes, pretty boy thing going on.
Yep.
And he's like a hardened criminal and all that.
Like, I am kind of glad to see that the nostalgia outfit and the final fight outfit are two different things. Because they could have easily done the final fight outfit as a nostalgia outfit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's two separate things. So more costumes for Cody. So that's good. The chunk of the character is the gameplay. I mean, what do you guys think about it?
He looks sick.
I liked everything except for the when he brought the pipe out. I was just like, oh.
You don't like the pipe?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't care for the pipe too much, but, you know, it was something new, so I was just like, okay, you know, nice creative direction. I respect it.
He's got his rocks, but they're in the pipe. So yeah. But yeah, you get like a free 50-50 mix-up when you get a hard knockdown. It's like,
so you're trying to say he's a crackhead on the side. He got his rocks in the pipe. Okay, gotcha.
Anyway.
Cody crackhead. Hashtag 2018.
I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with that V-Trigger 1, though. He's got the knife, yeah. And he's got, yo, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Stab happy.
And he keeps the, like...
Throw the knife and impale him and take him back out. It's yep. Sick.
Yeah, this might actually be my most hyped character so far this season for Street Fighter.
Really? What about Ed? You went nuts for Ed.
Well, he said this season.
Oh, this season. Okay, no.
Yeah.
That was last season.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I love the fact that his V skill is literally just like the final fight special move to get everybody off you.
Yep.
It's like that. That's pretty.
Can it be used as an anti-air too?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, the knife can be used as an anti-air, right? Because it can be thrown in the air.
Throw it up. Yep.
Yep.
Which is pretty sick. Mm. Yo, like. Dare I say it, Cody's going to be the Abigail killer. I feel.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, canonically, that... You know,
I mean, like, sense. It just makes sense, because the mayor of Metro City and the head of Mad Gear.
Yeah,
so they're going to clash.
They're probably going to have some interesting, unique dialogue to say between each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I got goosebumps. If Guy pops up in his story, I'm going to be...
it's a possibility.
It's a real possibility. I'm not gonna lie. It's like, I mean, I wouldn't. I at this point, I doubt he'll be added. I'm gonna just be real here. I doubt he'll be added, but I wouldn't be opposed if Guy was added. I think I'd be more opposed if Hagar was added because
there
Hagar
would be a higher chance if Zeku did not exist.
Okay,
because Zeku exists, there probably will not be Guy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Speaking until, of, like, much later, if the game survives, like, 5 years, maybe, like, another three, like, after they start, like, okay, who else can we add to this?
If they get up to, like, season 8.
Yeah, and they just start pulling people from the ether. Like, I'm still hoping they add Gen back.
Like friggin' Joe and Mike from Street Fighter 1.
That'd be sick. Dude, Eagle?
Eagle would be sick.
Eagle would be fucking sick. He'd be the sickest.
Or freaking Gekki.
Yeah.
No. Or I'm trying to think.
Proper Ninja Vega.
Yeah. Like, what character could they add that like would just be just bottom of the barrel? Would it be Dan? I don't think it would be Dan.
I mean, Dan has notoriously been bottom of the barrel throughout like almost all iterations of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's been anyone worse. And like, he was actually somewhat decent in Street Fighter 4, as long as you knew what you were doing.
Right.
But yeah, for the most part, he's just been notoriously bad. I don't think there's anyone worse in like the history of Street Fighter.
Bad Mel.
Mel?
And Ken's kid.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Fucking Street Fighter VI. Everyone else dies off and their kids take over. It'll
be like MKX. It's like all over Street Fighter kids.
I'm joking!
It's like freaking Mel will play like Mika and it'll be Mel and Eliza in a tag team.
Yo, the sibling bonds. They will never be broken until Eliza's, you kick them in the chest.
Eliza is his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah.
Family bonds.
I like, if Zeku wasn't there, I'd say there'd be a higher possibility for Guy. But, you know. Speaking of Zeku, I saw that you linked this in the Slack, Joe. Apparently, old Zeku and Vega and Karen getting some new costumes.
Yep, today after maintenance ends.
Yep. Maintenance, I think, is going on right now, actually.
Yep. It's our work-related costumes. We have a tennis outfit for Karen, complete with racket on her back. We have, I don't know what the fuck Vega is. I never know what he is.
No. I mean, he looks like
he's like one of those, what the hell are they called? The Mexican bands.
Mariachi?
Yeah, a mariachi.
Okay. And then
He's like some kabuki performer, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Hanzo's skin in Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, the first step of Street Fighter bringing back kabuki warriors.
The ancient Japanese art of the German suplex.
Suplex. Where you just like get hit and freaking money just drops.
Yeah.
And then we'll get our freaking Getty Images stage select screen. So overall, I said this to you yesterday, Joe. I think my hype for Cody has slightly surpassed my hype for Sakura. Because I was pretty hyped for Sakura, but after watching that Cody reveal, I was like, wow, that's pretty good. The character looks great. Looks like his gameplay looks like a lot of fun. And obviously the whole Kenny Omega thing with the Xavier Woods on the phone and all that stuff. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Like going that little extra mile was really sick.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of surprised because I think, if I remember right, didn't you guys dislike Cody? All right, Cody was like
I didn't dislike Cody, but I was never like a big fan of his.
Yeah, same for me. Like I felt like Cody was kind of there. Like Street Fighter 4, like that's like when I really started getting into Street Fighter. It's like I thought Cody was like a solid character, but I just didn't really get him.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, I think you guys liked him more than you liked Guy, but
yeah, because Guy's. Well,
I mean, I played a little bit of Guy,
and his Tatsu.
Yeah, Tatsu on your wake up.
Yeah, no, you can do on.
Yeah,
and who's
that's uncle? The mix up. Hitatsu is on your wake up.
Yep, that's the mind. That's the Yomi right there. Yeah, I was telling Joe yesterday.
If I had better punishes, you would have fucking stopped doing that in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, I was telling Joe yesterday how like Event Hubs had an article up and it clearly stated in like the first line of the article that he still had his Zonk Knuckle, that Cody still had his Zonk Knuckle.
Yeah.
And the comments were going nuts complaining that he didn't have his Zonk Knuckle.
Yeah, because they didn't really show it off in the trailer.
No, they didn't.
But it's been confirmed that he still has it.
Yep, and he's got a fireball like thing and yeah.
Yep, he's got a little tornado fireball.
Yep.
He's got his Ruffian kick still. That's as we saw. He's got Zonk Punch, Zonk Knuckle, whatever you want to call it. But I'm kind of indifferent about how they have his Criminal Upper as a super.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, it's also not cinematic, which kind of sucks. But then again, like, I kind of like the non-cinematic supers more than the regular ones. Because, like, right. In the days of, like, Alpha 3 and shit like that, they were all,
exactly.
Like, they looked sick without being, like, extravagant.
Dramatic.
Yeah,
it's like because we said this yesterday, Joe, how like Falk's Critical Art is cinematic.
It's cinematic, but it's garbage.
It's pretty
trash. So dumb.
It's like Balrog's is like a super powerful punch, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a punch. It's a very, very big punch.
Yeah,
and it works.
Does this and freaking steam comes out of his fist.
Yeah, he's got the Guile thing, but in his arm.
Yeah. What was I gonna say something. I fucking forgot. Let me just check the Slack here. I was gonna move on to the next topic, but obviously Aaron left. I feel like this next topic would be more his forte.
I mean, I don't know. Does he like Mega Man? I mean, he likes Zero.
He likes Zero. Yeah. Anyway, fuck it. So Mega Man 11 was given a release date. I think, what was it, October 2nd? It was 10-2?
Maybe. I don't know.
It was given a release date. Well, and I don't know. It looks like Mega Man, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess, like, they revealed, I think they revealed a couple of the robot masters. I'm not sure if they revealed them all.
Yeah, I haven't I'm actually, like, literally watching the trailer now, because I haven't watched it before.
Okay. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Sorry. So, we're talking about Mega Man 11. That got given a release date today.
It looks like Mighty Number 9.
I know. Was this inspired by Mighty Number 9?
Jeez. Like, yeah, I was watching that. It looked pretty good. Yeah. I like the over weapon or over buster mechanic.
Yeah. It looks like Mega Man, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. People like Mega Man.
Yep. And like, I saw the character slide where it's like one of the robot masters is called Block Man, but they replaced the picture of the Blockman character with a picture of Hideki Kamiya. Because Hideki Kamiya blocks everybody on Twitter.
Wow. He's Blockman. But yeah, it looks pretty good. I'm more of a fan of X. Yeah, but if I got into the mood of playing Mega Man, I'll definitely pick it up.
Yeah, it basically looks like a spruced up version of classic Mega Man.
Yep. Now, Al, question for you. Were you a bigger fan of standard Mega Man, or are you a bigger version of X?
I liked X better just because it was slightly easier. Because OG Mega Man was fucking hard.
Yeah,
it was. That's why I didn't like it.
Yep.
I think I like the character designs most of all in X series more than I like it for the original.
Yeah, because I feel like around Mega Man, I think maybe 5 or 6... Like before the X series came out, I felt like they were just starting to run out of ideas. Like one of them was Centaur Man. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because didn't they say like after Mega Man 2, like all the robot masters were community made?
Most of them, yeah, I think. Like, cause I remember like in an old issue of Nintendo Power, like they had a contest and like the winners would get their design like put in as a boss, and like some of them were just so corny.
Did they get royalties for it?
Probably not. But then it's like you have fucking Mega Man 10 and it has Sheep Man. And it's like, okay, he's like a woolly robot. Why does he throw baseballs?
How about Zelda Man?
Yeah, if you count how many times you defeated that boss, you might fall asleep.
Yep. That was the only boss I could beat in Mega Man 10. Because I don't know. Yeah.
Counting sheep.
Yep, I get it.
Yep.
But yeah, so Mega Man.
I guess my Sharingan's not helping my jokes.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means, so I'm going to say no. Little random ice cream coupons.
Nice.
Anyway. Speaking of Sharingan, since we paused for a second, apparently that new Naruto game with the customizable characters, Strikers is coming out August 31st or the end of August.
Oh, okay.
So, yep.
Let's see.
You're going to have like role layouts instead of just like making multiple characters, I think.
This isn't the College Shoes Anime podcast. I'm good. I don't care. If Nate was here, he would have said it, but he's in prison. No, we're kidding. No, I'm kidding. Nate's not in prison. Nate's a good person.
Yeah. Say hi to Cody.
Maybe Nate will come back to the podcast and just freaking start throwing rocks at us.
Yeah, maybe.
Yo, I'm disappointed.
Start stabbing the screen.
Yo,
or he has like a tear tattoo.
Yo, I'm disappointed. Getting back to Cody for a second, I'm disappointed.
Why?
That his critical art is not him like rising in the air and then a flurry of rocks.
the storm of rocks.
I am disappointed. Capcom, you missed a golden opportunity. The Tekken 7 DLC, that's cool.
The Smash leaks, but wait, was that this week or did you guys post that in the Slack last week?
I think we talked about it last week, but you can chime in on that because you weren't here last week.
Ridley and the Ice Climbers.
Ice Climbers, I'm fine with. Ridley, I'm fine with as long as people just need to shut the fuck up. I'm tired of the Ridley thing.
How would you I don't know.
Okay, what about Simon Belmont?
Is that from, like, where is that from?
Castlevania.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine. Castlevania was never your thing anyway.
No, not so anyway, ever.
Well, so I'll mention this. So Event Hubs put up a poll saying, like, what newcomer would you like to see in Smash with people, like, putting in, like, their choices and whatever. And, like, there was a couple, like, because I thought for sure, Sans from Undertale would be like top 10. He was not. He was like pretty bottom. And I think King K. Rool was number one, which I was like, eh. If he's there, fine. But if not, then it's like, no skin off my back. But then like obviously Snake was on there, which I really hope. It'd be nice if they brought Snake back, because let's be real here. Snake was fun.
Yeah, he was super fun.
And Snake was a solid addition. It's like whether you or not, like, you know, if you like Metal Gear or not, it's like you can't deny it. It's like, you know, Solid Snake, the character there, it's a legendary character from a legendary gaming franchise, and like adding his name to the list of characters that have appeared in a Smash Brothers game, it's pretty significant.
Right. Ed Ryden.
Ryden was on that voting list.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And
he was in PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But there was a character that I mentioned to Joe that if this character was added, it would potentially be the end of times for us as far as Smash goes, meaning end of times for me and Joe, because we're pretty sure you would just be insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Who?
Ryu Hayabusa.
What the f... Wow.
Because think about it, OG Ninja Gaiden was on the NES.
Yeah.
That's...
Okay,
the DOA fan in me was like, hell yes, give me more. And then the logical side of me is just like, yeah, that'd be a little bit too much. We already have Greninja that already kind of does the whole ninja thing.
So. Like, yo, okay, trip down. Let's take a trip down memory lane here for a second. When we were hanging out, we were watching, like, some Smash presentation, right? Mm-hmm. And when they revealed Charizard, and all of a sudden, in the shadows, like, we see, like, some slender figure with webby hands, and me and Joe are like, oh my god, it's Mewtwo! And then he does, I don't know, the freaking ninjutsu. Here's my ninjutsu.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, no, he's doing ninjutsu! It's Greninja! And you were right. And all the hype was just sucked from the room.
All the hype died. That is the day the hype died.
I remember your faces. You were just like,
we were pissed.
Yeah, I went to leave the room.
Because it's partially like, there's two parts of this. Because, like, the hype died because number one, it was Greninja. And nobody really cared about Greninja but you. And also because you were right.
It was too much of a dead giveaway. I was just like, okay, like, that's not Mewtwo, and he's doing ninja hand. Oh,
it's like, oh, like the webby hand, but then he's doing the ninja hand side, and then the freaking water shuriken. And you know, I mean, it could have been worse. Like, Billy could have been like, I don't know, what character does Billy like?
Cloud,
Link,
Coach from Left 4 Dead. Billy likes Left 4 Dead.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he likes Coach per se.
Wait.
It's yeah, like generic zombie.
But
I'm surprised you didn't say like Shadow the Hedgehog is up there too.
I think he was. Shadow was pretty, I think Shadow was low though. I know Eggman was on there, which I still say don't give me Death Egg as a stage and give me freaking Eggman as a stage boss.
Mm-hmm.
It would be perfect.
I've said that several times, but I'll keep saying it. Just like Sans, like me and Joe were discussing this. If they're gonna have any Undertale rep in Smash, which I'd be indifferent about, because Undertale's okay, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yo, add Sans as an assist trophy and have him have the freaking Gaster Blasters as his attack.
Yeah.
Which obviously I know Aaron, you don't know what that is, but
that would be perfectly acceptable.
You're right.
I don't know, they got a lot of people they could choose from. I mean, going back to this again, if they did implement Shadow in there, I hope they would just make him like really different from Sonic. Even though
he
I
can't
know they
be
would
different.
Be... It's like I said.
Oh God, I can't imagine them giving him his guns from that god awful game. Oh my, no, I take that back. I don't want him.
Okay,
in there.
Here's the thing.
I don't want him in there.
The only way. In my opinion, the only way they can add Shadow the Hedgehog, just make him an alternate skin for Sonic.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because without, like, you know, take away Shadow's his guns and his motorcycle, what does he do? The same thing as Sonic.
He will kind of be like a cross of, like, Greninja and Sonic a little bit if they...
How? He doesn't have any projectiles.
He doesn't have any projectiles.
I'm not talking about the whole projectile thing. I'm just... Nah, never mind. I'll drop
it. No, it's like, okay, the best way, like, in a nutshell, Shadow the Hedgehog is basically just Sonic, except he has hover shoes instead of other regular shoes.
Yeah.
And he has a tuft of chest hair because he forgot to shave.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have Chaos Spear, or that's...
He has Chaos Spear, but like, you don't see Sonic doing Sonic Wind.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Yeah. You know,
like he can't use any chaos power without an emerald,
right?
Mm. Which I'm surprised they didn't give Sonic Wind.
Mm. It's like because like if they gave him Sonic Wind, it would be his final smash. But Super Sonic is a much better fit for a final smash than
true.
Yeah,
basically,
it's a big gust of wind that hits you once.
Mainly because Sonic Wind was only an attack in one game.
Yeah.
So that's just it.
But like, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't mind having like an alternate skin.
Right. It would be the best way to if they were to implement Shadow the Hedgehog in Smash, it would be the best way to do it. Because otherwise, Shadow would just be a clone character.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the Lucina. But
the only thing I can think of beyond that is just augmenting his damage and his run speed. But I'm thinking like the
might be a melee clone.
Yeah,
they did that a lot in Melee.
Yeah, Martha Roy,
and Ganondorf,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario was a cool character though.
And Young Link.
Yep.
Fuck Young Link.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, like, yo, because there were two decent things about that character. Number one, he had fire arrows, and fire is awesome.
Yep.
And two, like, his stupid milk drink taunt, which I thought was kind of neat.
And I like how his up B, like, hits you like a Tatsu. It would just, it kept you in the whirlwind for the duration of the hits.
Okay.
As to like, it was the opposite of regular Link's, because on the ground, Link's, like, you do his up B on the ground, it would knock you away in the first hit, but yet up in the air, it would hit you for the entire thing. Where it's the opposite for Young Link.
Okay.
Or it would hit you once when you're up in the air recovering, but all the hits on the ground.
Okay. Did Young Link have the down B thing that Toon Link had, or did that start with Toon Link, where you can bounce, like, do multiple hits?
I think that was a Young Link thing, too, yeah. Okay. I think so. I don't remember much about actual Young Link.
Yeah, I like never played the character because I stay away from children.
Yeah.
But, God, he even runs like a pedophile. Shout out to Deadpool too.
I think you're gonna say shout out to pedophiles. I was like,
I mean, you love your pedometer
because your pedometer was off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, I did walk around a lot.
For those of you who don't know, we mean pedometer.
Yeah.
Just in case, yeah, in case Zam doesn't get our corny inside joke.
Called it a pedometer once.
It was like the main reason it was like there's two funny things about that. Number one, your pronunciation was incorrect. And number two, that was when you worked at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you said your pedometer is off the charts and you worked at a toy store. So shout out to Toys R Us. You were a good store. It's unfortunate that you went out of business.
Yeah.
So now where am I going to get my Amiibos?
Target. Amazon.com.
Fucking Target's been ransacked the last time I've gone. The last couple times I've checked there.
Anyway. Target's still going, huh?
Yep. I don't think Target's going to go anywhere anytime soon, unless you live in Canada.
That's because
like all the Targets in Canada went out of business.
Hmm.
Wow, I wonder why.
Not sure why. I only remember that because that was when the Rosalina Amiibo came out. And you know how the Rosalina Amiibo was a Target exclusive. So it's like, oh, hey, you only get this Amiibo at Target. But every Target in Canada went out of business.
That sucks.
Yep.
I know, eh?
Hockey.
Maple syrup.
Canadian
pancakes.
Apologies.
The letter A.
Wooly. On a random note, okay, I know like none of us really give a rat's ass about sports, but you know, like I'm on Twitter, and like obviously, you know, like when a sports game is happening, it's gonna trend because everyone's gonna be talking about it. I had no idea that Las Vegas had a hockey team.
I think I vaguely remember something about that, but yeah, I don't remember what they're called.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I had no idea that Las Vegas had a fucking hockey team because it's like, yo, if I go to Las Vegas, I ain't going there for hockey.
Las Vegas for hockey.
I'm going there for gambling and hookers.
Burlesque houses.
And I thought you said bee houses. I'm like, but yeah. So yeah, Las Vegas has a hockey team, and I'm like, okay,
that's weird. That's yeah, that's really weird. Hey,
good old Las Vegas, Ontario, Canada.
So, speaking of cities, let's talk about a little bit about Detroit. How people become human there.
I mean,
let's talk about
how did Eric like it?
I haven't talked to Eric about it yet. I'm sure he's played it because obviously, like that's the game that he got a PS4 for. But he hasn't really said anything about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent that on Friday. See how it is.
It looks good. I mean, yeah. I've seen a little bit of it. It seems like it's pretty good.
Yeah, I just hope it's like long. I know there's a lot of a lot of different options and avenues you can take. I just hope it's kind of, you know, decently long and worth the $60.
I'm sure it will be.
But as with everything made by David Cage, it's going to be highly predictable.
Yep.
People made an official bingo sheet for it.
It's like, I hate that game because I hate making decisions.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, if you're Two-Face, yeah.
It's like I'm fucking playing Stardew Valley, and I'm like fucking having a hard time what crops to plant. You think I can freaking like? It's like, oh, like, do I save this child or do I let this child die? I'll plant some cranberries.
The cranberries will save this kid.
Yeah.
Nutrition.
Next season. That will harvest them and they'll be delicious and it will save the child
Who will be dead by then.
Who will be very dead.
What?
Another question. Did they say anything about DLC coming out for it?
For Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about that yet, no. But then again, I really haven't been keeping many tabs on it.
Yeah, I have to look into that afterward.
Yeah. I did see a tweet from Pat, though. Super Best Friends Pat. Because apparently he started playing Detroit. And he hates how much he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
But he's trying to stay vigilant to not enjoy it too much because it's made by David Cage.
Yeah.
Is that a Red Skull shirt? Oh, it's no, it's not.
Colonel Gooden.
Oh.
It's Red Quan Chi.
Speaking of which, I keep getting little hints and rumors about Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's going to happen. It's inevitable that MK11 is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I told Joe, it's like my main fear about MK11 is that it's not going to be as good as MKX, because MKX was very, very good.
It has some very big shoes to fill.
Right.
Yeah.
If there's any hope, and I've said this before, if there's any hope that, like, since MK9, NetherRealm has done pretty, like, because MK9 came out and it was pretty good, and then Injustice came out and they tried a couple new things here and there, and it wasn't bad. And then MKX came out and that was a step up. And then Injustice 2 came out and that was a bit of a step up. So yeah. It's like, so they've been on the up and up as far as their product has gone, but like with MK, like, I mean, it's gonna sell regardless because it's MK.
Yeah.
Yeah. I predict that the gameplay is pretty much gonna stay the same. The cast might end up being a lot different. I know Melina's coming back because, you know, there's a whole bunch of Melina clones, so I went back and watched some of the cutscenes for that, and I saw Devorah just like kiss Melina. I was just like, oh, I'm not hungering anymore.
I thought you said you're not horny anymore. Like, that would kill. I'm like, that would kill a boner, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, because like I think as far as the discussion goes for MK11, like everyone thinks that they're going to implement the gear system from Injustice 2. Like. So I'll ask you that.
Would be okay.
Okay, I was about to ask if you guys thought it would be okay.
I'll add like a lot of customized options for different characters and stuff like that. So that'd be pretty.
I think that would be a very good decision because, like, throughout all the MK games, all those characters have had very different looks.
Mm-hmm.
So adding the gear would make like certain people like, oh, hey, I liked how they looked in this game better, or I liked how they look now better.
Yeah, and you go back to the classic look. I didn't care for Noob Saibot's look in, what was it, Armageddon, where he had the he looked like Sub-Zero a little bit, just grayed out.
Well, it makes sense.
And that he had like monkey
Sub-Zero
style.
Yeah, because he is X Sub-Zero.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was like this. I think it was either Deception. I think it was Deception, where he had the monkey fighting.
Yeah, I liked him in Mortal Kombat 9. I liked his gear and everything, not just because he had like black skin. The gear and stuff like that looked a little bit better.
Yeah.
I do have to say, Melina looked way better than she has in Mortal Kombat X than she ever has in a game.
Yeah.
They kind of gave her lips.
I liked her better in 9 because she had bigger titties.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that they liked Melina in X not only because they gave her lips, but she's not as overly sexualized as she's.
Yeah, and that's like I'll give you a credit for that because I actually liked a lot of the characters, female characters, more in X because they looked more realistic.
Yeah.
So
hope they continue that trend with Kitana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she's as fun to play as she was in X.
Because it's like,
I could have did without Devorah, though.
Devorah's cool.
Devorah was a fun character. I mean, like she was fun to play.
I mean I don't like how they kind of retconned her in, like, as if she was in like all the stories up till now.
Yeah, like, oh, she's just
she was a very cool character. She was probably my favorite of the newcomers.
Yeah, because like Devorah wasn't bad. Because like let's be real here, Mortal Kombat has not had the greatest track record when it comes to introducing new characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Cobra. Cobra is trash.
Cobra was cool.
Cobra is trash.
Cobra was cool.
You only found this out when you emulated the game, and you found this out recently.
No, I knew he was cool because I had Deception. I had Joe, Deadly Alliance. Joe, I played these games.
Joe, look at my eyes.
I don't care about your eyes.
He's not cool.
You don't even know who he is. You don't remember. What did he look like?
Like a Mortal Kombat character.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Good enough! Well, yeah, it's like, but like, okay, so, but like...
You guys keep talking, I'm totally not looking up Cobra from Mortal Kombat.
Okay, like, okay, Darius. Darius was lame.
Yeah, Darius was lame. Darius was lame.
He's stupid. He looks like a Cobra Kai ripoff from Karate Kid.
Who else does he look like, Aaron? Think about it.
He looks like, oh god, he looks like Joe, but muscular.
Well, yes and no.
He looks like He-Man.
Yeah, he's
awesome. And he looks like Ken. He looks like Ken Masters.
His code name was apparently Ken.
Oh, wow.
During testing, but yeah.
He had a cool fiery axe kick.
Wait, was Cobra in
Ken X? Doesn't have one of those.
I don't remember Cobra in X. Was he in X?
No.
No.
Oh, he was only in Deception, I think.
I'm glad that they didn't add Cobra to X, because like how many they probably would have made him cool.
Like they did with Tanya.
I was gonna say look at Tanya. Tanya was fucking stupid.
Yeah. And then X came out and was like, oh, hey, it's just Tanya. And then we're like, oh, my God, it's Tanya.
Holy shit, it's fucking Tanya, and she's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
Stop this, Ed Boon. I refuse to buy into your garbage characters.
Like, so, if I spent more time with that game, I probably would have mained her.
Who else? What was the red-haired chick from X? From 9, I think.
Scarlet.
Yeah, Scarlet. Yeah. She didn't come back in X.
The blood-obsessed bitch.
Yeah.
Who had that really creepy fatality in 9.
Yeah.
Especially when especially when she would perform it on Melina.
The blood curling screams.
It was like, I'm no fan of freaking blood and gore, but yet I play Mortal Kombat. But like, there's very few things in Mortal Kombat that have made me cringe.
Yeah.
That being
and one of them is the wishbone fatality.
Yep.
Mm.
The new Cybot.
Yeah.
Which also was an execution in the darkness.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah. MKX was so good. They could have basically added any character in that game. I feel they could have made him viable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Even Su Hao?
Probably not, just because Ed Boon himself hates Su Hao.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Su Hao, I'm totally not looking this guy up.
HSUHAO, I think. He was amongst.
It's TS.
No, it's H.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guy that looks like Robo Nazi. Gotcha.
Yeah.
He looks like Gimp Cop.
Russian Kano.
Chinese Gimp Cop. Anyway.
So I guess that means that people that we didn't see in X are coming back in 11, I guess. Hopefully Noob Saibot is there.
You know who I hope they bring back? I doubt they would, but it'd be cool if they brought back. If they brought back Ashura.
Ashura, I could see them bringing back Ashura. She'd be neat. I mean, she's dead, I think.
Is she dead?
I think so.
Well, yeah. I can only imagine.
Almost everybody's dead at this point.
Yeah, because the Armageddon.
Yeah.
But then they retconned the story, so...
They retconned it in 9, and then all of a sudden we got the new generation.
Can you imagine, though,
Cage and...
if somebody at NetherRealm convinced Ed Boon to bring Su Hao back, and they made him cool, and how conflicted Ed Boon would be?
Yeah, that would be... I don't know. I mean, it would be the redemption arc of the century.
Yep. Because Su Hao and Draman are the two characters that Ed Boon just hates.
Yeah.
That's why he made his
Didn't he also hate Noob Saibot because of the beef he had with...
No, that's a rumor. That was a rumor. That was like an urban legend. Because Deception, he was called Noob Smoke. When he was paired with Smoke, and he didn't have the Saibot name. And everybody was like, he can't use the Saibot name because it's John Tobias, and John Tobias doesn't work for Midway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, that's rumor.
I just hope Kung Lao and Kitana come back. They should, because they're the leader of Outworld.
Yep. And Liu Kang's the leader of
Outworld. Oh, and isn't like Kitana his queen?
Yeah.
So they're both like the leaders.
Yeah. And Kung Lao is like their like right hand man.
Yeah. I was thinking of Liu Kang. Fuck Liu Kang. Liu Kang. Shit.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm gonna have to go back and watch the story for X again.
Why? You don't remember Liu Kang and Kitana being super dead and also leaders of Outworld?
Yeah, but didn't I get... Okay, where does X take place? Does it take place after 9? Because I remember that in 9.
It takes place 25 years after 9.
Okay.
Because, you know, at the end of 9, the only survivors were Raiden, Johnny Cage, and Sonya. And then and they got married and had their kids and all that stuff.
That's why we have Cassie and Jackie.
Okay.
And
Takeda,
that shit, and Kung Jin.
But
man, you guys were so dead set. I was like, "Oh yeah, you're gonna love Takeda." I was just like, "Oh, okay."
He's a ninja who was trained by Scorpion, and
I feel like every because like. Obviously, Ed Boon loves Scorpion, and a lot of other people love Scorpion, but I've always liked Sub-Zero more. Mm-hmm. I mean, Scorpion's okay. But, I can't deny what they did with Scorpion's character in X was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Giving him, like, his freaking humanoid, like, Hanzo Hasashi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have always hated Scorpion. Like, every iteration, everywhere. The moment I saw human Scorpion, Hanzo Hasashi Scorpion, I was like, I might have to play this character.
It's fucking
like,
cool.
He's actually like a legit ass, like proper.
Yeah, he's not
ninja
a spectrum,
samurai
he's
thing.
Yo, and like when in doubt, just give the like if you want to add the to the character's coolness, just give him a beard. Because Hanzo Hasashi had a beard.
Yeah.
Freaking Kwai Liang had a beard. Jax has a beard. Give Johnny Cage a beard. Fucking, I hated Johnny Cage before X. I thought he was annoying as shit.
He was a super shitlord in every other game. And then it's like, oh, hey, he's a dad now. So now he's actually cool.
So now his corny jokes is like, oh, they're dad jokes.
They're endearing. Fuck you.
Well, if everybody was dead except for Johnny, Sonya, and Raiden, how did Jackson everybody come
because
back.
Like because Raiden went I think Raiden went to war with Quan Chi and like reclaimed like their souls from his
but not with
because that's like because that's why you know how Jax was a farmer because like he retired from the military because he had PTSD from serving Quan Chi
that
kind of thing
So that, you're right. That means Liu Kang, Kitana, and Kung Lao are in Outworld, right?
They're in the Netherrealm. Yep.
Yeah.
Which fucking Kung Lao's fucking Revenant costume was super sick.
Yo, what about Guapo Kung Lao?
Fucking Guapo.
If there's any good name for a costume, just call it Guapo.
Yeah, if only we could have fucking Boss Rutan's theme playing along with him.
Give me Guapo Molina.
Ugh.
We just have that Mexican mariachi.
Porn stash.
Porn stash.
And a 2 foot long dick.
Ooh.
Anyway. No, because I read this. Have you ever heard of that Mexican dude or something? He has like a 2 foot long dick.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I'll probably cut that part out.
Don't put that up, kids.
So we don't get age gated. So.
Also, I was looking around and found that not paying that much, but the detail on it is pretty good.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm into collecting figurines now, statues and whatnot. That's our hobby.
Some of them look really, really good.
Some of them are really good. You'd be paying a pretty penny.
Yeah. And if I had the money, the first one I'd be getting is Ibuki.
I'd probably. don't know which one I'd get. There's too many.
You'll probably end up getting D.Va first, probably, if you had the money for it.
$450?
Yeah, you're probably that.
No, I'd probably get that Mercy one first, to be real. That Mercy one was pretty good.
Yeah, the Mercy one's not that expensive. It was only like, what, $80, I think?
Like $170.
Oh.
It's chunk change.
Yeah, Reapers came out, and his was only like 80 or 90. I was just like, huh, interesting.
Like, let's be real. It's like there's too many figures I'd buy, because as long as it has a good set of titties, it's like, okay, I'll buy it. I'm just being real here. It's like, oh, it's like, that's good.
There you go, Joe.
Who's this character? I don't know. Huh? But she's got chest.
Nice.
And she knows how to use them.
Anyway.
Here you go, Joe.
Oh, the
yeah, okay. I've seen that statue. That's actually the one I was thinking of getting. But I cannot afford it right now. I can't even afford the fucking Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, which just came out today.
It's okay. I can't afford that fucking Street Fighter mini game thing that freaking Angry Joe is kickstarting or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The card game.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. They got one of Jury, too.
Yep.
Wow. There's
a couple really good statues of Jury out there, actually. Jury,
Poison. There's a really good Poison one out there.
Wow, this one's really good.
Welcome to the College Cheese Collectibles podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What? Let's see. I think that's actually it for topics.
I keep looking at these, and I'm like smacking myself, like, why aren't I trying to design some of these?
Well, another couple honorable mentions is Bethesda's teasing a Fallout sort of announcement. Which so people are saying it's either like Vegas, like New Vegas 2, or I don't know.
Or PS Vita Skyrim.
I mean,
this is the last one. This is for Joe.
Yep, I've seen that one. I'm just looking at the title, and I'm like, I've seen that one too.
I'm not a Chun player, so I don't care too much.
But buns.
Ibuki.
Buns.
Buns.
Oh, they actually have one for DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Well, yep, I've seen. Yep. I already know which one you're talking about.
I think I've actually seen this Chun at GameStop, or like one like it.
But so if it ends up being like New Vegas 2, I'll be so not disappointed, but I'll be so unsure about it, just because like wasn't New Vegas like a bug ridden mess, like more so than usual?
Yeah, I mean like. In, like, I think many people consider New Vegas to be like the weakest of the bunch. Some may think 4 is, but like I had problems with New Vegas because I just got bored very, very quickly. I mean, yeah. I loved its guns. Like the guns aspect of it was really sick. I just hated everything else.
Yeah, didn't you have like a thing? Wasn't that the Fallout game where like you had like a companion and you put like all your like a lot of your good stuff? And then the companion got stuck.
Yep. Yeah. I put like a bunch of like legendary one of a kind stuff that you can only find in certain places of the map in him. And like once they fixed the like companion bug, like I got him stuck in a vault. And I didn't know where he was, so I couldn't send him like I couldn't like talk to him or get anything out of him. And once they fixed that bug and they made it so that you can send your companions back to casino, what was it, 76?
Something like that.
Like, I went to go talk to him and get my shit out of him, and it wasn't there. All my stuff was gone. So I was like, well, I guess that does it for this game.
I remember, like, New Vegas came out, and it was, like, it was marked down to, like, $40 within, like, 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, then again, like, because that's back when, like, you know, like, when, like, Xbox 360 was, like, not, like, well, I'd say in its prime because it was a pretty good console. But, like, remember how, like, because it was the same way, we've talked about this before, how, like, it was the same way with, like, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Like, a game would come out, it'd be, like, $60, and then, like, for, like, 2 weeks, they would sell it for, like, $40. They did that with, like, New Vegas and Brotherhood. That's why freaking Eric and Jeff picked it up. That's what turned Eric into the freaking Assassin's Creed master shitbag.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm just going to like play with like these low-level people. Yeah, you're going to fucking pick on him, you fucking bully.
Speaking of which, I heard that I saw an article where they were saying like the PS5 is like 3 years off or so.
Yeah, I saw that. Event House posted the article about how, like, I guess Sony's CEO is saying that the PS4 is in like its last life cycle. And like everybody was like, oh, like the PS5 is going, like, why? Because like the PS4 is still a good console. Like, what? Trying to think, like, what could the PS5 give? That the PS4, like, because like I was like, you know, the PS4 Pro, it's native 4K, it's got VR, you know.
Yep.
Well, like, just because like, you know, like everyone was up in arms about it, because like, oh, like, they're saying that it's in its like last life cycle. It's like, that could be another 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it going away anytime soon. It's a decent console.
Yep.
Yeah, but what would they add on the PS5 that the PS4 doesn't have?
That's VR. Literally what Al just said.
Yeah,
because it's like the PS4 Pro is native 4K. It's got VR. You know, unless like all of a sudden they reveal like 10K, which, you know, some monitors have moved up to 8 or 10K or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else? I think other than that, we can start wrapping this up.
What have you guys been playing so far this week?
Stardew Valley.
I've been playing a lot of Siege.
Okay, so Stardew Valley. Explain that game to me, because that I've seen a lot of the people on my friends list playing that.
It's Harvest Moon, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Enough said.
Yep.
Enough said.
It's fun, but it's Harvest Moon.
Yep. Yep. You raise a farm, you can get married, have children. There's a co-op thing now where you can play with another person.
Yep. Four-player co-op.
Yeah. Oh, it's those four? I thought it was only six.
I saw on the wiki saying that, like, apparently it's, like, I don't know if it's, like, up to four now, but it's going to be up to four. I don't know. I saw it on the wiki. I was like, oh. Because also they're like, oh, like, in four, because, like, it was a thing saying, like, in four-player multiplayer, you can actually restore energy by standing in a bed. Which is good, because I run out of energy really quick. Because I'm fat and lazy and stupid. But yeah, also, we should congratulate Joe because he reached Ultra Silver in Street Fighter V ranked.
That I did. I am one rank away from gold.
Nice.
I'm debating when I want to try and tackle that. I'll probably stream it. My road to gold.
Oh, yeah, you've been streaming a lot lately, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I recorded a few things. I've actually started putting out, like, semi-professional videos, because, like, a friend of mine made me an intro and an outro template, and I've been applying those to some of my videos and actually putting, like, thumbnails and putting, like, the proper, like, buttons at the end and, like, having it actually look like a proper YouTube video.
Oh, nice.
So YouTube can deny your reach to viewers because YouTube's shit.
Yeah.
Because I mean, did you guys hear about the privacy policy thing or whatever that was going on? Apparently a lot of things like
there was there like I saw a couple of them and I was like, oh, all right. And then I started seeing a lot of them pop up. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, what is this? It's like,
I think there's like Steam and YouTube and
Twitter.
Yep.
Like, everywhere. Because, like, apparently over in Europe, they had, like a reform one of their, like, I guess, rating systems or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it, like, everyone that has anything to deal with Europe at all had to reform their policies. So, yeah.
Europe. I don't know. But, yeah. What else? I'm trying to think. What have you been playing lately, Aaron?
Let's see. I went to GameStop and got a pre-owned copy of Deadpool. I popped in and I played a little bit of that. Found out that they sold me one with a scratch on it, so I can't get past the level, so I have to take that back.
That's a good game, though. I played it. It's actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Didn't it get pulled from shelves again?
Again?
Like new copies? Because like, didn't Deadpool the game get like pulled like once? Same thing with Marvel.
Because Capcom lost their Marvel license and they didn't renew it.
Yeah.
So they had to pull Deadpool and Marvel's Capcom off the shelves. But then they reinstated it, so they got to put that back up.
Okay.
And I didn't hear about them doing it again, though.
I could have swore. I heard from somewhere that it got pulled again in certain locations, I think. But yeah.
Might have been a ratings thing.
But,
could have been.
But yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it. So we can start wrapping this up. Because I'm getting kind of hungry.
Yeah, same here.
But all right, so be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter at WaterPostLaser. Joe's at Viper the Samurai. Aaron is at Synoptic Ninja. Nate is at the Black Nate or at Karasu Takai.
Yeah.
So all of our links are in the description. Be sure to check in the description below for links to Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, all that stuff. And be sure to check us out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/collegecheese, and iTunes and Google Play for now, because like we might be changing hosting soon. So we'll keep you guys posted on that as well. So until next week, I'm Al.
I'm Joe.
I'm Aaron.
And we will see you next week. We'll probably start doing our E3 predictions next week.
Yeah.
Be sure to tune in.
I'll get out the old pen and pad and start writing them down.
All right. Yeah. So we'll see you next week with our E3 predictions. Hopefully Nate will be here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.